This second deep dive of April 2023 is from Jimenez Torres and colleagues. Mediterranean diet reduces atherosclerosis progression in coronary heart disease, an analysis of the CardioPrev randomized control trial, published in the journal Stroke in 2021. What we know, think we know, or are starting to know. For the long history of interest in the role of diet in cardiovascular disease, the question over the total fat content of a diet has loomed large. In his 1952 review paper on the role of diet in atherosclerosis, published in the journal Circulation, Ancel Keys stated that, although the evidence was weak, it suggested, quote, "A substantial measure of control of the development of atherosclerosis in man may be achieved by control of the intake of calories and of all kinds of fats." This was before the elegant 1950 metabolic ward feeding studies, to which he contributed, demonstrated that the composition of fat in the diet, in particular the relationship between saturated and unsaturated fats, was the most important determinant of blood cholesterol levels. Nevertheless, it did appear that both total fat content and fat composition were somewhat related in those years. For example, in the seven-country study, the highest total fat intakes were observed in the East Finnish at 38.5%, West Finnish at 34.3%, Dutch at 38%, and Americans also at 38% cohorts. These cohorts also exhibited the highest intake of saturated fats at between 16 to 24% of energy. However, in the Greek cohorts, Corfu and Crete, total fat intake was 33 to 36%, but saturated fat comprised 6 to 7% of energy. In the 15-year follow-up of the seven-country study, high intake of monounsaturated fats was associated with lower risk of coronary heart disease. Yet what was particularly interesting in this paper was the differences in coronary heart disease risk between the different levels of monounsaturated fat intakes across cohorts was explained by differences in oleic acid. Because the seven-country study conducted laboratory analysis of food samples, they were able to identify that 80% of the oleic acid in the diets consumed in the Italian, Greek, and Dalmatian, or Croatian, cohorts was from olive oil. In the context of prevailing public health advice to lower total fat to less than 30 to 35% of energy, depending on the country, it has been common for research to investigate low-fat diets for cardiovascular and coronary heart disease risk. In PREDIMED, comparing a higher fat, 45% Mediterranean diet to a low-fat diet showed a 30% lower risk of major cardiovascular disease events over 5 years. However, the, quote, low-fat diet was 37.5% of energy, which is a mischaracterization of the diet, even if it was intended for the control group to consume a low-fat diet. We have previously covered the primary publication from the CardioPrev trial in a deep dive, which compared a Mediterranean diet to a low-fat diet in Spanish participants with coronary heart disease, i.e. in secondary prevention. Over 7 years of follow-up, the risk of experiencing a further cardiovascular disease event was 29% lower in the Mediterranean diet group. What mechanism might explain the effects of the Mediterranean diet over the low-fat diet? The present study was part of the secondary objectives of the CardioPrev trial to investigate the effects of the diets on atherosclerosis progression using measurements of intima-media thickness of the carotid arteries. The study. The CardioPrev study was conducted at a single-center hospital in Cordoba, Spain. The trial was a randomized intervention comparing the effects of two diets in patients with established coronary heart disease. Participants were randomized to either a Mediterranean diet consisting of a minimum of 35% total fat, 22% of which was monounsaturated, 6% polyunsaturated, and less than 10% saturated. Also had 15% protein and around 50% carbohydrates. A low-fat diet with less than 30% total fat, of which 12 to 14% was monounsaturated, 6 to 8% polyunsaturated, and again, less than 10% of energy from saturated fats, 15% protein, and a minimum of 50% carbohydrates. In food-based terms, the primary recommendations for both diet were as follows. The Mediterranean diet was encouraged to consume over 4 tablespoons a day of extra virgin olive oil, 200 grams per day of vegetables, with one of those servings being raw, over 3 servings per day of fresh fruit, over 3 servings per week of legumes, over 3 servings per week of seafood, with one of those being oily fish, and over 3 servings per week of nuts and seeds. The low-fat diet was encouraged to aim for 6 to 11 servings per day of whole grains, legumes or potatoes, 200 grams or more of vegetables a day, one of which was to be raw without any added fats, sauces or oil. Less than 2 tablespoons a day of sunflower or non-virgin olive oil, less than 1 serving a week of oily fish, and less than 1 serving a week of nuts and seeds. There was no restriction on daily energy intake, and physical activity targets were not promoted. Participants in both groups had individual dietary counselling every 6 months, group sessions every 3 months, and phone calls from study dietitians every 2 months. Adherence to the diets was assessed using a point system for each diet. The present study was a secondary objective of the overall CardioPrev trial to assess changes in intima media thickness of the carotid arteries, a marker of subclinical atherosclerosis. This analysis used measures of both left and right side carotid arteries, expressed as the average of both in millimeters. Measurements were taken at baseline, 5 years and 7 years follow-up. For reference, the carotid arteries are elastic arteries located on either side of the neck, which deliver blood to the brain. Results. 939 participants had intima media thickness scans at baseline, of which 731 completed intima media thickness scans at 5 and 7 years follow-up, respectively. Average age of participants at baseline was 59.6 years, and 82.4% of participants were male. Carotid plaque was present in 82.3% of participants at baseline, and 85.7% were treated with statins. Changes in diet. Mediterranean diet adherence scores, a range of 0 to 14, were similar at baseline in both groups, 8.7 and 8.9 in the low-fat and Mediterranean diet groups, respectively. In the Mediterranean diet group, average adherence scores had increased by 2.5 and 2.3 after 5 years and 7 years follow-up, respectively. In the low-fat diet group, average Mediterranean diet adherence scores had decreased by 1.1 and 0.9 after 5 and 7 years follow-up, respectively. We'll discuss changes in diet more under the key characteristics section. Effect of diet on intima media thickness plaques. The Mediterranean diet group showed a significant decrease in carotid intima media thickness of 0.027 millimeters and 0.031 millimeters after 5 years and 7 years follow-up, respectively, compared to the low-fat diet. The maximum carotid plaque height was also significantly reduced in the Mediterranean diet group by 0.09 millimeters and 0.10 millimeters after 5 and 7 years follow-up, respectively. In a multivariable regression analysis to determine the independent effects of different factors which may have influenced change in carotid intima media thickness over time, the strongest predictor was baseline levels of carotid intima media thickness, i.e., those with higher carotid intima media thickness at baseline had greater reductions in intima media thickness over time. We'll discuss this further under the interesting findings section. The critical breakdown. Pros. The aims and objectives of the study were clearly stated. Randomization was stratified according to age, sex, and previous myocardial infarctions, which ensures that these factors are balanced between diet groups. Only the study dietitians knew the assignment of participants. Physicians, investigators, and statisticians remained blinded. Further, the intima media thickness ultrasound scans were also performed by technicians blinded to the dietary allocation of participants. The characteristics of the participants who dropped out were similar to those who completed follow-up scans, which may minimize bias from dropouts. The statistical analysis adjusted for multiple relevant covariates, for example, sex, energy intake, medications, smoking, etc. The study was sufficiently powered to detect changes in carotid artery intima media thickness over time and between groups. Carotid artery intima media thickness was determined according to best practice recommendations. And the 7-year follow-up period is the longest follow-up for a nutrition intervention comparing diets in secondary cardiovascular disease prevention. Cons. No hypothesis was stated. Participants were not well matched for sex, and the study contained only 17.6% female participants. This is important given sex differences in cardiovascular disease risk and management. The low-fat diet was not in reality a, quote, low-fat diet, with an average of 32.1% over the follow-up period. The food-based instructions differed substantially, despite the participants all having a background diet that was overall of good quality and, quote, Mediterranean in dietary characteristics at baseline. There were also differences in adherence, with more dropouts from the low-fat diet group compared to the Mediterranean diet group, and lower adherence to the overall respective dietary recommendations in the low-fat diet group. Key characteristic. One of the clear challenges for valid inferences and conclusions in large nutrition trials of, quote, low-fat diets and cardiovascular and coronary heart disease is that the construction of the diets often leaves a lot to be desired, for example, lowering fat by replacement with refined carbohydrates. Or they simply are not low-fat diets, for example, PREDIMED with its, quote, low-fat control group that consumed 37% total fat, which is the same issue as the present study in which the low-fat diet failed to achieve target intakes for both carbohydrate and total fat. In the present study, the Mediterranean diet was characterized by positive steps, i.e. adding to the diet in the context of a population consuming a background diet that is relatively Mediterranean in composition. Conversely, the low-fat diet group was characterized by instructions to minimize or avoid. Recall that the instructions in this group was not to add any oils to raw vegetables. Yummy. Thus, the Mediterranean group had the benefit of a more culturally compatible dietary change, which the low-fat diet did not. Both diet groups, for the general population, had relatively good diet quality at baseline. However, if we look at food-based changes over time, the Mediterranean diet had greater increases in fruit, veg, legumes, whole grains compared to the low-fat diet, although the low-fat diet group still had decent diet quality overall. The Mediterranean diet emphasized extra virgin olive oil, while the low-fat diet instead was instructed to have sunflower or non-virgin olive oil. It may have been a more instructive intervention to test similar total fat intakes, but different food sources of fats and oils. We are thus presented with some ambiguous inferences from this study. First, the low-fat diet was not a, quote, low-fat diet, so we should not mischaracterize it as such. Second, because the actual changes in macronutrient intakes and foods between groups were relatively modest, it is challenging to infer what explains the difference between groups. Nevertheless, there were some obvious increases in the Mediterranean diet group compared to the low-fat diet group that we could infer might explain differences, in particular extra virgin olive oil, veg and fruit, and nuts. The question that arises is to what extent is there an independent contribution of diet to the reduction in carotid artery intima media thickness, which leads us to our interesting finding. Interesting finding. The study conducted two separate analyses to investigate the changes in carotid artery intima media thickness over the course of the study. The first tested the effects of each diet at each time point. This showed that the Mediterranean group overall had significant reductions in carotid artery intima media thickness at 5 and 7 years follow-up, while the low-fat diet did not show any overall change. However, this type of statistical analysis does not necessarily allow us to determine the strength of contribution of different variables to the outcome, which a multivariable regression analysis does. Thus, in addition to their analysis of changes over time, the authors also conducted a regression analysis to determine whether the baseline level of carotid artery intima media thickness, diet, or other factors, i.e. age, predicted changes in intima media thickness over the course of the study. The outputs of a regression analysis are reported as unstandardized coefficients or standardized coefficients. The difference is that unstandardized coefficients are interpreted in the unit of measurement that was analyzed. For example, in the present study, the unstandardized coefficient for the effect of the Mediterranean diet was minus 0.027. You would interpret this as indicating that allocation to the Mediterranean diet was associated with a 0.027 millimeter decrease in carotid artery media thickness compared to the low-fat diet. This is consistent with the primary analysis. However, with a standardized coefficient, the unit of measurement is removed because the aim is to rank the relative importance of each variable included in the regression in terms of their strength of influence on the outcome. For example, the standardized coefficients for factors associated with reduced carotid artery intima media thickness were -0.678 for baseline carotid artery media intima media thickness and -0.117 for diet. This tells us that the baseline level of carotid artery intima media thickness was much more strongly independently associated with subsequent changes in carotid artery intima media thickness during the study than diet was. Importantly for our interpretation, it does not appear that any specific macronutrient changes, for example, saturated fat, monounsaturated fat, or polyunsaturated fat, were independently associated with lower carotid artery intima media thickness. Thus, we are left only with a broad inference for the overall Mediterranean diet. Relevance. In our previous deep dive of the primary CardioPrev findings, we stated that this study was the, quote, best in class to date for Mediterranean diet intervention studies. In terms of the overall quality of the trial and its duration of follow-up, this is a statement that we can stand over. The trial provides a more advanced study of secondary prevention compared to the Lyon Diet Heart Study, which was published in 1999. CardioPrev also has the advantage over PREDIMED in terms of total duration of follow-up, 7 years compared to 5 years, and is more highly powered than the PREDIMED substudy of intima media thickness progression, which was conducted over 1 year in 187 participants. That PREDIMED substudy showed that extra virgin olive oil and nut-enriched Mediterranean diets lowered carotid intima media thickness compared to the control, but only in participants with baseline carotid intima media thickness measurements of over 0.9 millimeters. This is somewhat instructive for interpretation of CardioPrev, which suggested that participants with a high plaque burden at baseline exhibited the greatest reduction in carotid intima media thickness, and that the Mediterranean diet was the dietary allocation that was independently associated with this reduction in carotid plaque. Bear in mind that previous research has shown that progression in carotid intima media thickness of between 0.018 millimeters to 0.033 millimeters per year was associated with a 130% higher odds of a further coronary event. Thus, the reduction of 0.027 millimeters associated with the Mediterranean diet in the present study may be clinically meaningful in the overall picture of risk reduction in secondary prevention. Application to practice. The CardioPrev study has shown a 29% lower risk of incidence of further cardiovascular disease events in secondary prevention patients, and the present study expands on this analysis by demonstrating reductions in carotid intima media thickness in the Mediterranean diet group. However, this research does leave us with some open questions about what aspects of the diet composition differences may explain the benefits to the Mediterranean diet. Nevertheless, of this we can be certain based on current evidence. The total fat content of the diet is not a relevant consideration, but the composition of fat is. In the present study, the Mediterranean diet group consumed 41.5% total fat, of which 8.1% was saturated, 22% monounsaturated, and 7.5% polyunsaturated fats. The majority of the increase in monounsaturated fat was explained by the emphasis on high daily extra virgin olive oil intake. Overall, the echoes of the seven-country study ring through in the CardioPrev trial. Although we can't make confident inferences about that specific food, the overall Mediterranean diet changes that include the increase in nuts, vegetables and fruits, and oily fish are consistent with the health effects of this dietary pattern. If we think about these findings relative to the Lyon Diet Heart Study, collectively, these two secondary prevention trials suggest that dietary changes in high-risk patients that are already managed with medications may in fact yield meaningful benefits to risk of further cardiovascular disease events.